This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cataby. I've spent the past 10 years building my life and work around what I love, and I'm sharing what I'm learning along the way. Today, I am very happy to announce that I have a new book out. Have you ever heard the advice, just get started? Have you ever been left wondering, yeah, but how do I start? This was me when I first was starting on my own. I knew that the best way to make progress toward my dreams was to just get started, but that seemed easier said than done. It seemed each time I tried to start, I'd run into fear or self-doubt, or I'd find a way to procrastinate. My new book is called The Heart to Start, Win the Inner War and Let Your Art Shine. It's available right now on Amazon at cataby.net/heart. Please go get this book. It's the result of a lifetime of learning and many months of work. It's short and to the point, and I really think it will help you reach your potential. Thank you to all of the early readers of the book. Many people provided feedback and edits, and I could not have made the book what it is without you. And after you check out the book, I would deeply appreciate an Amazon review, especially those of you who have already read it. I've probably already asked you for a review, but I want to remind you, please, please, please write a review on Amazon. When you have a book on Amazon, reviews are everything. You got to have these reviews because they help boost the book in Amazon's discovery engine. So when someone is looking at a related book, they see the heart to start. So please buy the book. Please leave an honest review. Again, you can find it at cataby.net/heart. And today I have a sample chapter for you. First, I want to tell you that I'm really excited to have Brandfolder as a sponsor. I used to manage the brands at a couple of companies. I can tell you that it's very, very hard to do. One of the hardest parts of managing a brand is dealing with all the digital assets to support that brand. Brandfolder provides a single source of truth for all things related to your brand. So your logos, your colors, your fonts, your brand guidelines, everything is all in one place. Everyone on your team will know exactly which assets to use to keep your brand consistent. Discover the power of Brandfolder today by going to brandfolder.com/loveyourwork to unlock the complete potential of all of your brand assets with a free 90-day trial. That's brandfolder.com/loveyourwork. Now, here is a sample of the first chapter of The Heart to Start. Prologue. The first step to controlling your world is to control your culture. To write the books, make the music, shoot the films, paint the art. Chuck Palahniuk. I'll start off by introducing the elephant in the room. You don't need this book to get started. If you can put this book down and start creating your art, then that's exactly what you should do. Write your first novel, record your first album, or build your first company. If you're capable of starting now, I hope you're flipping through the first few pages of this book and haven't spent your hard-earned cash. It was nice talking to you, and I'd love to see what you make. For me, it's never been that simple. I've been an independent creator for 10 years now, making a living from writing, podcasting, and teaching what I learn along the way. I still remember the first time I met a real starter. He was an older neighborhood kid who was running a snow removal business. As he sipped on a Coca-Cola at my high school graduation party, I couldn't stop drilling him with questions. How did you rebuild the engine on that truck? How did you install the snowplow? How did you find your customers? He kept shrugging his shoulders and giving me the same frustrating answer. I just did it. As I started working for myself more than a decade ago, I was hearing this story in the form of advice over and over again. It seemed to be all anyone in Silicon Valley could tell me. There was no end to the number of books I could read, speeches I could watch, or podcasts I could listen to that all told me the same thing. Just get started. It's good advice if you can follow it, but I was always left wondering, yeah, but how do I start? In the fall of 2016, I settled into my sound studio and logged onto Skype. As I waited for the call to connect, I took a deep breath to calm my racing heart. I was about to interview one of my heroes for my podcast, Love Your Work. Like the neighbor kid, James Altucher is a real starter. He's started more than 20 companies. He's written 18 books, including the Wall Street Journal bestseller, Choose Yourself. He hosts a top-ranked podcast on which he has interviewed Coolio, Sir Richard Branson, and Sarah Blakely. I go into each interview hoping to get a superpower from my guest. I wanted to find out how James became so prolific. He seemed like the best person I could ask about starting. Yet as I talked to James, I grew frustrated. It seemed as if he never struggled with starting. He talked about starting one of his many businesses. He said he simply wrote a short business plan and emailed it to people. I asked him about finding the courage to share his embarrassing stories online. Did he ever worry about what other people would think? He said he didn't. I asked him about whittling his possessions down to 15 things, throwing away even his college diploma. Did he ever wonder if he was going crazy? No, never. I wasn't finding what I was looking for, so I lost my patience. This is something I want to figure out about you, James, I interrupted. I think what holds a lot of people back a lot of times is they don't think big. And if they do start thinking big, they start to question themselves. So I'm wondering, is this an inherent thing to you? Or was there any particular period of time where you didn't think that way and you started to? James paused for a moment. I always thought I could do anything, he said. I was in second grade, writing books that I thought were going to get published and be bestsellers. I always thought that nothing stood in my way. It didn't look like I would be getting James's superpower. If he always thought he could do anything, what could he teach someone like me? I still had another 45 minutes with him, so I resolved to dig deeper. I feel like a lot of people, I said, have these little glimpses of ideas or dreams or fantasies in their heads, and then it just goes right over them. They don't realize that the thing that they just fantasized about is something that they could actually go ahead and do. Then James pointed out something that should have been obvious. You follow a lot of ideas. You said you're from Omaha, Nebraska, but now you're sitting in Columbia, doing a podcast with me, and I'm 6,000 miles from you. You're doing this amazing science fiction thing right now. So let me ask you a question. Did you just suddenly quit your job and move from Omaha to Columbia? Like, what happened? James had a point. Here I was, grilling him about starting, but I had clearly made many starts myself. I had started companies, written a best-selling book, and started my podcast. Several weeks prior to our conversation, like James, I had also sold all of my possessions. I moved to South America. Unlike James, I did not always believe I could do anything. In fact, it was as if anything didn't exist. Growing up, each book I read, each movie I watched, and each Nintendo game I played may as well have been one of the crab apples growing on the tree in the backyard. It was part of the natural environment. It grew from another species. It never dawned on me that these things were made by mortal humans like me. I never imagined that my work could be less like the bleary-eyed early morning processions to school and more like the summers I passed drawing or reading in my room. As far as I could tell, it never dawned on anyone in the quiet cul-de-sac where I grew up, except maybe for the kid with the snowplow. But by the time I did realize it was an option to make my art, whether it was a painting, a website, or a snow removal business, I had decades of mental programming to undo. I had never considered doing anything other than what I was told. It was assumed that I would do my homework and not talk in class and fill out the proper standardized test bubbles with a number 2 pencil. Just what all of this would get me was unclear. It wasn't until I found myself sitting in a beige cubicle that I ever thought to ask. When I did finally start following my own ideas, this mental programming served as walls of a labyrinth of fears and mental distortions. I feared the judgment of others. I doubted my abilities. I struggled with motivation. I escaped into distractions. I'm sure James has faced these same obstacles to starting, but somehow he has made overcoming them look easy. It reminds me of the motivation for writing my first book, Design for Hackers. A friend told me that every time he asked a designer how to make a beautiful website or logo design, he always got a shoulder shrug and an unsatisfying response. I guess you have it or you don't. If there's something that comes naturally to me, it's being skeptical of you have it or you don't. New research in psychology has shown that I'm right. People who believe they can learn actually can. Growth mindset. People who don't believe they can learn struggle to learn. Fixed mindset. We used to believe that the brain stopped changing at a certain age, but now we know it never stops changing. I've seen firsthand that people can do things they don't seem naturally inclined to do. Since writing my first book, I've gotten emails from many self-proclaimed programmer types, thrilled that they can finally make beautiful designs. One of these emails was even from a colorblind software developer. He had physical limitations to distinguishing colors, but he simply needed to be shown a new way of understanding color. He now makes money on the side from website themes he designed. In this book, I will deconstruct starting for those who struggle with the advice, just get started. Whether you dream of writing a novel, starting a company, or jumping a motorcycle across the Grand Canyon, I'll show you how to find the heart to start. The first section of the book will introduce you to the laws of art. You feel a force that compels you to make your art, but what forces keep it inside you? The second section will help you find the fuel. Where can you search for ideas with enough power to keep you moving, even when things get tough? The third and final section will help you win by beginning. How do you hold yourself back from starting, and how can you overcome those mental barriers to make a start that will propel you through the finish line? The main thread of this book is my own story. Through a series of short vignettes, I'll take you through how I've overcome my own fears, doubts, perfectionism, and distractions to start over and over again. I'll take you from Nebraska to Silicon Valley to Chicago and Costa Rica, and to where I sit right now, in Colombia. I'll take you through my journey as a cubicle dweller, to a blogger, to a designer turned best-selling author. Though I've made many starts over the years, the story revolves around what I still believe to be my simplest, yet most important start. Each chapter shows you how other creators and entrepreneurs have used the same phenomena to start. From Evel Knievel to Maya Angelou, from Ed Sheeran to J.K. Rowling. They've all started many times, and they've all overcome the same barriers you and I face. You'll also hear from the podcast guests I've interviewed in more than 100 episodes of Love Your Work, from Seth Godin, from behavioral scientist Dan Ariely, from a Hollywood screenwriter, from a chef, from a creator of a hit board game, and from many others. With each beginning, there is an end in mind. If you're going to find the heart to start, you need some sense of what it is you're going to start. It might as well be some special thing that nobody else can offer. That's what we'll find in the next chapter. I hope that chapter has you thinking about whether or not you're a natural starter. If not, please go check out The Heart to Start on Amazon. It's at kadavy.net/heart. I believe that you have something to offer the world, and that's what gets me out of bed each day. I hope The Heart to Start helps you bring that into the world. Again, find The Heart to Start on Amazon at kadavy.net/heart. Is Love Your Work helping inspire you to pursue the life and work that you love? If so, I could really use your help. This show takes work and it takes money to make. To keep making the show and to keep it free for everyone, it needs your support. Besides subscribing and reviewing the show, there's one big thing you can do to help, and that is to donate. I work to make this show nourishing and thoughtful. In an economy that's all about grabbing attention, this is not the short route to success. If you believe in Love Your Work's message of living a balanced life and finding fulfilling work, please join Love Your Work Elite, hosted on Patreon. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going. You're going to get bonus content and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at lywelite.com. That's lywelite.com. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by top Love Your Work Elite members, such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Kadavy. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Kadavy, Inc.